This chazor zechinish b'parachet hashalag from Yehuda Masechtes Gittin Daf Pei Beis Perek Hamegarish Perek Tishii. Zok the Heilig Mishnah B'siyata D'Shmaya. If a man divorces his wife and he gives her the get and he says to her, "You are hereby mutter to any man but so and so," Rabbi Eliezer says she is divorced and may marry anybody except the man mentioned. And the Chacham says she is not divorced at all. According to the Chacham, the husband can validate this get by taking it back, giving it back to her, and this time saying, "You are hereby mutter to any man." If the restriction was actually written into the get, then even if he took it back and erased the restriction, the get is possible. Is the word but, when he says but so-and-so in the restriction, is that meant as an except, to say as except for so-and-so, or is it like on the condition? Because if it means except, then we would say that they're only arguing in that case because they argue that the except makes the get less than a complete separation, and is therefore possible. However, if he said on condition, maybe they would agree that the get is valid like any other condition of a get. Or maybe the word but means on condition, and it's only over there that Rabbi Eliezer argues. However, if he had said except, maybe even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that the get would be possible. So which one is correct? Ravina said, a Mishnah says, all houses can become Tomei from Tzaraas, but for those of the Goyim. This clearly means except for, because saying on condition in that case makes no, in that context makes no sense at all. Shma mina, that when you say but, it means except. Our Mishnah argues in a Braisa where Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, clearly says that the Machlekas applies only when he said on condition, but if he said except, everyone would agree that the get is possible. According to the version of the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer would say on condition is valid just like any other condition. The Rabbanon would say this condition is different in that it does not allow for a total severance from her husband since she may not marry a certain man, therefore it's possible. According to our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the get is valid even where he says except. Rabbi Yana, in the name of an elder, explained, this is based on the Pasuk that says, V'yotzav ha'hoysel ish acher, even if she may only marry one other man, ish acher, it's considered to be a valid get. The Rabbanan say that the word ish means every man, and that's why the get would be possible. Rabbi Yechon said the basis for Rabbi Eliezer is the pasuk that says that a kohen may not marry a woman who is grusha me'isha, even if she's only divorced from her husband, but may not marry any other man, she's still usher to a kohen, which proves that the get is valid. The Rabbanan say that the isser of a divorce to kohanim is more stringent, and that's why kohanim couldn't marry such a woman, but in reality the divorce is possible. Rabbi Abba asked, what would be the halacha in the parallel case of a kedushin? He gave her a kedushin and said, you are mikedeshes to me and are usher to all other men except for so and so. This is a question according to Rabbi Eliezer, because maybe he only allows it by a get based on the drush of the psukim, but if a kedushin needs a full kinyan, which is lacking in this case, or maybe the hekesh is from getting the kedushin teaches that the kedushin is valid as well. It's also a question according to Rabbanim, because maybe they say the get is possible because it doesn't fully sever, but kedushin maybe would be valid. Or maybe the Hekesh from Gittin the Kedushin teaches that the Kedushin is not valid also. He then answered that according to everybody, the Hekesh would teach that the Kedushin is just like Gittin. Whatever you hold by Gittin, that's what you're going to hold by Kedushin as well. Abaye said, even if you hold like Rabbi Abba, that Rabbi Eliezer would say this Kedushin is effective, if Reuven gave a woman Kedushin and told her she is now usher to every man except his brother Shimon, and Shimon then gave her Kedushin and told her she is now usher to every man except his brother Reuven, and Reuven and Shimon both died childless, she would be subject to Yivin to their brother Levi, and is not considered to be the wife of two men who have passed away, Eshesh Nemesim, which would be Potter from Yivin, because the Kedushin of Reuven was effective, but the Kedushin of Shimon was not effective, because it did not make her usher to anybody that she wasn't already usher to. The case of Eshesh Shnei Mesim, a wife of two men who have passed away, would be if Shimon had given her Kedushin without stating any exception. In that case, since the Kedushin of Shimon accomplishes to make her usher even on Reuven, it's somewhat of a Kedushin, and is therefore considered, then that in case she would be considered the wife of two men who have passed away. Abaye asked, if the husband gave her the get and said, you are hereby mutter to any man except for Reuven and Shimon, and then he said to her, you are mutter to Reuven and Shimon, does he mean to leave everyone else mutter and add them as being mutter as well, or does he mean to make them mutter but everyone else usser? If you say he means to add Reuven and Shimon, then what about when he only added, he says, you're mutter to Reuven, does he mean to make Reuven and Shimon mutter, and he only mentioned Reuven because he was first in the of the list, or does he mean to single out Reuven? And if you say he means to single out Reuven, what if you only added you are mutter to Shimon? Does he mean to single him out, or do we say he was the last in the group, that's why he used his name, but actually refers to Reuven as well? Rav Ashi asked, what if he added, you are mutter even to Shimon? Does he mean to say Reuven as well, or does he mean to add Shimon to the rest of the men in the world who she is mutter to, but does not mean that she should become mutter to Reuven as well? Teiku b'leipta shaylah.